Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's extraordinary.
For the stars and stripes.
Even in the winter.
And the eagle.
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Just a great place to be. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. What is this? Is this my microphone in the studio in Fargo? Who's Fargo? Where's Fargo? Man alive, I feel like a stranger.
Welcome
here.
Welcome back, man. Yeah.
From New York City to Grand Rapids, Minnesota to Hazleton, North Dakota, and back to Fargo. And glad to be only here for just a few short days. I'll leave for Arizona on Saturday. And before you say, oh, you're going to go to Arizona and be in the sun, don't say that. I'm going down there to broadcast from the America Fest 2021 with Charlie Kirk and company, Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. We're going to have some great guests down here. You guys are going to love it.
Charlie was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about that.
Was he? Yeah. I've never seen a lineup like this. It's just phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
And he's expecting about 10,000 young people, thank goodness.
Every Charlie Kirk event I go to, there is hope for the future of America.
Hearts and minds.
Even the ones we've done, two now in Fargo, one in Bismarck in the last year. And, you know, it's not gray hairs like me. It's 20-somethings and 30-somethings and conservative, smart, just, oh my gosh, God-fearing, freedom-loving. Folks, it's fantastic. So I'll go down and get my bucket filled there and bring you all the details. More on that maybe a little later on in the program. Also, quick programming note, later today, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner is going to make a personnel announcement. A lot of people believe that he will be retiring as a member of the Senate from Dickinson and Majority Leader. I hope he doesn't. I really don't, because I think Rich Wardner has more to give. But I could also understand that his wife probably says, that's enough, honey. My gosh, he was a coach and teacher and did so many things for so many years in Dickinson, shaped a lot of lives, and then comes to serve in the Senate and ends up as Majority Leader and has done a lot of things. So we have him as a guest tomorrow on the program. Today he'll be making an announcement, and we'll have on our social media the details on that announcement later this afternoon. Also, Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow joins us. He was recently at the border visiting with the North Dakota Guard troops, so I want to chat with him about that. I heard a story, too, that I've got to run down some details on. I don't have a name, but I understand there was a North Dakota National Guard soldier who died last week, a young man in his 40s. Boy, I sound old now when I'm calling somebody their 40s young, right? But not 60. It's only 20 years younger than I am. Anyway, in the 40s, who passed away, and I believe, from what I've heard, and I got to confirm this, I shouldn't probably even talk too much in detail about it, but it was shortly after receiving a vaccine. It was a blood clot issue. That breaks my heart a little bit if, in fact, that's true, number one, because obviously one less person on that post is not something we need. We need all of these patriots we can willing to die for us. But also, you know, anytime there's a mandatory vaccine and then there's understandable and perfectly normal reaction to it, you have that with every vaccine. The question is, how many are there? Is it, you know? And I don't know. I hope we're keeping tabs on the total amount of shots given everywhere and the total amount of severe reactions to it and total amount of deaths to it. I hope somebody somewhere is keeping tabs on that, because you hear enough of these anecdotal things. One of the reasons we'll chat with Dr. Michael Bowe later today, who has tracked for us Sanford Health's numbers related to how many shots, how many severe reactions. Also, I want to talk with him about the Omicron variant. How do you guys say that?
It's Omicron.
What? I've heard it's Omicron, not Omicron.
I heard long O, short O, which I don't even know long O, short O. What does it mean? I feel like I do with Lama Lama Ding Dong and Delta Delta Gamma. And, you know, I just can they just call it 1, 2, and 3 variant? I don't know. And when we get to 99, figure out another way and then go to A and double A. And I don't know. Gosh almighty. And then we don't even name them according to the protocol of naming them, because if we'd named Omicron correctly, it would have been Z, but we can't offend the president of China since he sent us this crap in the first place. It's just like, offend away. What's the problem? I have no issue with this. Anyway, quick thing I want to tell you about, and I want to talk a little bit about the weather here because we have a weather rock star among us today. It was great fun at Hazleton yesterday. Gosh, I had a great time. Thanks again to Linda and Mike Appert, all their neighbors that came over. By the way, Joe Shea gave me a little tour of St. Paul's Church in beautiful Hazleton, North Dakota, before I left. And there should be a little plaque out front that says, Home Church for Monsignor James Patrick Shea, president of the University of Mary, the son, of course, of the Sheas, who live right next door there in Hazleton. It was fun to see the church, too, and I sent a picture and a text yesterday to Monsignor Shea and said, you get a big prize from my pillow if you can recognize this church that I'm in. And he quickly answered the question. Thanks to everybody that stopped by. It was great fun. Dean Wysocki is here. Dean Wysocki is our chief meteorologist for the What's on Your Mind team and our Flag Family stations. And I can't see in front of my nose right now. What the heck's going on there?
Well, yeah, dense fog. Holy cow.
Yeah.
It's overspreading much of the valley, especially from 94 south and over into the lakes area. Really bad. And, yeah, it's getting worse, it looks like.
Bismarck has a little, too. I heard Todd from Phil earlier. A little bit.
Not nearly as bad, but, you know, it may drift. Who knows?
Keep
he
the lights
on. Tell whether it's drifting westward or not, but I'm hoping it goes east and just...
It's drifting a little west, but it's not going to make it. Out to your neck of the woods. Not as bad as we've got it here.
But the fog is the least of our worries as far as the next couple of days are concerned.
It really is, yeah. But just leave a little extra time in the eastern part of the state here if you're heading out or over into the lakes area. It's dense. It should start to improve towards about lunchtime. Then we're focusing on this storm system that's coming in out of the west. And, boy, this follows the LRC cycle to a T.
You need to explain what the LRC cycle is.
Yeah, if you didn't catch when we had our winter weather outlook, there's a meteorologist, he's a good friend of mine down in Kansas City, Gary Lezak, and he stumbled upon something about 20 years ago where the weather cycles. It starts early October, and it cycles. Their cycle lengths each year is different, but the weather cycles in patterns at a given length, let's say, well, this year it's about 60 days. So the weather will cycle every 60 days, and the storm that came through October 13th is identical to this storm system that's coming through our area tonight. So the cycle length, roughly about 60 days this year, and that will cycle through in another 60 days. So as we head into about February 10th through the middle of February, we're going to see something very similar to this come through again. So this cycles through the winter, spring, summer, and into next fall. And it's an accurate way to predict ahead of time if there's going to be any disruptions in terms of big storms, in terms of hurricanes, in terms of blizzards, stuff like that. So that's what we use for long-term forecasting. Now, it's a newer tool that's very accurate, that's really starting to get traction on it.
And in the entire history of Mother Earth and the universe, do you think this is probably pretty normal, or is this because I drive too big of SUV?
You know, we were talking about that. I think it was the national media again. They jumped on with the tornadoes that they had.
There were bodies still being recovered, and they were blaming climate change.
Yeah, which is...
unforgivable.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Is there global? Is there warming? Yeah, there's warming. But to blame that storm on global warming or climate change is that's no. I'm sorry, it's not. Because if that was the case, then we should have had a record number of strong hurricanes this last season, which we didn't. We had a lot of hurricanes, but nothing. I think we had one or two. In the higher end category, we've had a record low number of tornadoes over the last two seasons. Well, if you're going to go by their theory of climate change and global warming, you have more moisture, you have a bigger contrast in temperatures, you should have a heck of a lot more violent tornadoes.
Right.
So.
But we didn't.
No.
And we've actually had as many as happened. Yeah.
Now watch this spring, because this spring is going to be a very, very, very active severe weather season, especially to our south.
But then again, this is the cycle.
It is. But watch them jump on it and blame it on climate change.
Oh, set your clock to it.
Yeah.
So back to what's coming in now.
Yeah, so we've got two storm systems that are going to affect the state. One is going to affect the eastern part of the state, the valley area over into the lakes area. And then we have a much weaker system pulling in out of the northern Rockies that will affect western and central parts of the state. So the western central parts of the state, Bismarck over towards Minot, Williston, 1, maybe 2 inches of snow. Not a big deal. But we'll see wind with it as well. But nothing like we're going to see here in the east. For the valley over towards the lakes area, there's going to be a tight, in fact, I was just looking at our latest computer model guidance that came out. There's going to be a very tight gradient of heavy snow of about 6 to 8 inches.
What is a tight gradient?
A 50-mile-wide band.
Okay.
So either side of that band, you could have 1 to 2 inches, but if you're in that heavier band, you're going to get 6, 8, 10 inches of
snow.
Wow.
So I'm going to hold you over the break here so we can keep everybody in suspense on where the real whack is coming weather-wise here, and then we'll look a little ahead to the holidays and Christmas and stuff for travelers. With our chief meteorologist, Dean Wasacki, on What's Up
Next. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there.
All right, that's a flag. That's a flag because it doesn't sound like a Christmas song. Now, yesterday, I know it was on purpose, Kevin. This one was a little bit of a technical ball drop, so we still have a little Christmas cheer, don't we?
Oh, always. Yeah.
I throw a flag when I don't hear Christmas music. Now through New Year's Day. There we go, baby. Thank you.
That's right. 10 days, my friend.
I know.
10 days.
I know.
Santa flies in 9.
I sent a family text and said, 9 sleeps till Christmas. Dad's fired up, you know, ready to go. Looking forward to it. Speaking of Christmas, our friends at the Magical Medora Christmas are touring once again. These are so darn fun, I can't even begin to tell you how great they are. If you've not been to a Magical Medora Christmas, do me a favor today. Go to Medora.com, Medora.com, and check out the schedule. It's a little bit consolidated this year. They had a little COVID blip, so they had to rearrange the schedule. But they're still cranking, and they're doing shows right now as we speak, each and every night. So you can go to Medora.com and get the whole list, find out where they'll be. Let's see, today is what? Wednesday, Jamestown tonight, Park Rapids tomorrow night, Bloomington over the weekend for shows Friday and Saturday, Grand Forks Sunday the 19th. They do a great show there at the Empire. Fantastic. Then Fargo Theater, 2 shows on the 20th. One like a late afternoon show, an incredible show. Then Bismarck, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Medora.com/Christmas, the best place to get details and tickets for all those tour stops. And if you got a group going, it's a good idea, a little family outing or even a business outing. The folks in the office get together, call 1-800-MEDORA-1, 1-800-MEDORA-1. 22 past the hour. Open up the phones here shortly for you on what's on your mind, so you can call us now at 800-228-0550. We have to announce our Christmas caller and Christmas texter of the day yesterday in our question of the day, and I have a brand new question I'll roll out in a minute here after we finish with the weather wizard, as I call him, our chief meteorologist, Dean Wysocki. Okay, so the band you're talking about here, it could be like how many inches?
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, the majority of the state going to only see about 1 to 2 inches out of this. It won't be a big deal, but for the, boy, I'll tell you, it's a tight call. There's going to be a narrow band of 6 to 10 inches. Our computer models have been targeting areas from Fergus up through Detroit Lakes through Bemidji. So not far away.
All in Minnesota, though.
Yeah.
For the bad stuff.
For the most part.
Okay.
That's like the 6 to 10 inch band.
Right.
Now, a few of our computer models are trying to back that up westward right into the FM area where we get 6 or more inches. I'm still going 2 to 3.
For the valley.
For most of the valley, about 2 to 3 here in the FM area, lesser amounts to our north, northern valley, lesser amounts, and the rest of the state, a general 1 to 2 inches.
When are we talking?
This will start here as we head into, after about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock tonight. It'll spread in from the south. Now, areas out in the western part of the state, that's where they're getting a separate little system, not dealing with the big low pressure that we're dealing with in the east. So there's, the snow in the western part of the state will start this afternoon,
okay,
and spread slowly eastward throughout the rest of the state. For the valley, we're looking at that snow starting after 5, 6 o'clock. Could start out as a mix of snow and sleet, snow and rain, and then quickly change over to snow. When it changes over, expect heavy snow for a period of time after about 8, 9 o'clock tonight. Winds are going to be the big problem. They're going to ramp up 20 to 40 miles an hour, gusting over 50. So whatever snow we do get, whoever gets that narrow corridor of heavy snow, probably going to see blizzard-like conditions overnight. Now, this is all out of here by tomorrow morning. By about 6, 7 in the morning, it'll be long gone. Winds will still be a little on the breezy side, but the storm system's pretty quick moving. But we'll keep an eye on where that narrow corridor. Again, a shift in 50 miles in this storm is going to make a big, big difference. But right now, just taking a look at our latest guidance, lining this up just to the east of the FM area through Detroit Lakes up towards Bemidji, that would be the heaviest snow. But it's, I mean, you could go from 6-7 inches of snow, you go 25 to 50 miles away, and you only have an inch.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so trying to pinpoint that is.
But the best news I heard in that is that this is just short-lived.
Yeah, very quick-moving storm. Behind it, cold weather. And then if we look further out, we've got another light snow system coming in Friday, maybe an inch or so out of that. Another one coming in Sunday, about an inch or so out of that, and another one coming in right before Christmas. So, white Christmas indeed.
White Christmas.
And cold. We're looking teens for highs all the way through Christmas.
And anything travel-wise that could disrupt Christmas travel on the horizon?
It looks like post-Christmas we could see a bigger storm system around the 27th, somewhere in that time frame. So we'll keep a close eye on it. No big, outside of this storm, no big storm systems before Christmas, just these little Clipper systems coming.
The worst part of what I heard you say is the winds are going to be a little wicked.
Well, tomorrow's going to be. And then severe weather from the Twin Cities into Iowa and Nebraska, they could have tornadoes out of this. There's never been a tornado in the state of Minnesota during the month of December. That could change tonight.
Well, we could use some winds of change down there in Minnesota.
Right. Good point.
I'm okay with that, actually. It's a blue state, after all. Give them more snow. What the heck? Yeah. All right, Dean, thanks for the time today.
You got it.
Appreciate it. Always love to have you here whenever we can. And very interested in this LRC deal.
Boy, it's spot on. So, again, something similar to this. We'll see a pattern similar to this coming through in about 60 days, so sometime around mid-February.
And then again, mid-April.
Mid-April.
Okay, but that's good. That's if we hunker down.
Right.
So we're still talking kind of a colder winter, not tons of snow.
Well, I'm still thinking, and it depends, like when these stormy periods come through, how much snow we get out of that. So if we get missed on this first cycle with a lot of snow, then we still have February. But the important part is we're bringing moisture into the area. So I'm thinking still around 50 inches of snow.
What I love about this guy, Kevin Todd, is that he's got every tool in the toolbox at his disposal to tell you all this stuff, but his gut is unbelievable.
Yeah,
and to me, the gut's the deal, right? And, here's where I think it's going to go, here's where I think it's going to go, and that just comes from great experience.
It does.
We stole him from the Husker State, too. That's kind of fun. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely, you got it.
Yeah. All right, Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist there, with a little weather update for you on what's on your mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Anything goes today on the program. Anything goes. How long is that caller of the day from yesterday that won? It was pretty short. I think you can go ahead and roll that, Kev. And we want to congratulate a caller and a texter for our 12 Days of Christmas callers. Some more winners today on the program.
I was thinking about your question, and a couple of categories of people come in mind. And one is, I think, people that are on fixed incomes, especially maybe some of our older people that maybe you aren't making a lot off Social Security or other retirement, maybe just living off Social Security. And then widows or widowers who have lost their spouse that maybe, is losing income because of losing a spouse. I think they're poor, and the economy, the way it's been going, hasn't been very good for any of those people because the inflation rate, they're on a fixed income. Inflation is overtaking, their salaries. And the other, I would say, would be children, because children don't really have any opportunity to decide where they're born or what family they're born into. And so I know there's a lot of children that I would consider needing help because of their family situation. So.
Just love that. Answering the question, who are the poor among us? Who do you really want to zero in on to give a little Christmas charity to?
Oh, you had me thinking yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Me thinking on that.
Incredible.
Question.
Text answer to that, and then a new question coming up on What's On Your Mind.
For years, Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is traveling to Kentucky today to survey damage left by deadly tornadoes that struck the region Friday night into Saturday morning. He will be visiting Mayfield, Princeton, and Dawson Springs. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have held a video meeting as friction with the West persists. In their opening remarks, Putin and Xi hailed relations between Russia and China, with the Russian leader declaring them a proper example of interstate cooperation in the 21st century. End quote. She said that the Russian president strongly supported China's efforts to protect key national interests and firmly opposed attempts to drive a wedge between our countries. End quote. Two zebras that escaped from a Maryland farm 4 months ago have been returned to the property and been reunited with their herd. The zebras escaped in August and were humanely captured and returned to the 300-acre private farm in Upper Marlboro last week. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver and gold, everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth. Silver.
Here's an old message. How do you measure its worth? Silver and gold, by the pleasure you give with it.
Great message.
Burl Ives.
Plastic.
Making us think right there. I love Burl Ives. That brings me right back to those great animated movies. You know?
And they're running right now. They're all on Rudolph and Frosty. I see that
the movie theaters have smartly decided to bring a few back where they show them in the theater over Christmas.
Do you know that I cried when I was a kid 1 year when I missed The Grinch? Remember, because we didn't have VCRs in the day. It was on CBS on this Sunday at 7 o'clock, and we all lined up and waited to watch it, and I missed it. And I broke into tears. My mom said, oh, it was on last night.
No!
I got to wait a year!
It's a great show, though. I remember that, too. My mom would like, get in here, it's on.
These kids today don't know the struggle of you just put your favorite streaming channel on. And
back in the day, we didn't have them.
They don't know
if
the
you
struggle.
You weren't there at 7 o'clock, you missed it till next year.
That's true.
You made me think of Frosty the Snowman. When he melted, I cried.
I know.
I cried watching it. Remember that? You brought me back to childhood trauma. Oh, my gosh.
We're so dating ourselves.
I think we need a little comfort food.
You know, one of my favorite lines of any TV show comes out of that.
Busy, busy, busy. Busy.
Oh, it was great. My mom used to use that line all the time. All year long, she used that line. Yeah, find that for us, Kev. We got to find that line in the song on a Frosty the Snowman. It was the greatest show ever. So back to the comfort food today. Cheesy bacon pasta. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on.
12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA. Lasagna downtown, NP Avenue. There's beefsteak fritters in Glendon today. The mac and beef hot dish in Ewan. And they're doing Swedish meatballs or lasagna at the Valley City PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. They're adding on to the Harwood location up there at I-29. Always great home cooking there, too, as well. Just tell them Scott sent you. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience all day, every day. And don't forget, game day giveaway Friday for the Bison game. Two $500 winners, PetroServe USA gift cards. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right, 26 before the top of the hour here. So we did the caller of the day winner from yesterday, and we're looking for 12 callers between now and Christmas that answer our question of the day. And the best part of doing the show, honestly, for me, is talking to people on the radio who call into the show to contribute to this program. It might be an answer to a question. It might be to question somebody we have on. It might be just to give a comment about something. And these questions we're asking here at the Christmas time are a great example of, in my mind, demonstrating the character of our audience.
Mm-hmm.
The DNA in what makes up the What's on Your Mind audience, because we are blessed to have the largest audience of any radio talk show in North Dakota. And we do that by multiplication. It's a math equation. We have radio stations that have lots of listeners, and we put them all together, and then we can say we have the most listeners. I don't know if folks know this, but KFYR 550 is itself the most listened to radio station in North Dakota. One signal, all of North Dakota measure, all of it number one across the board. And we are honored to be on 8 hours every day on KFYR. 9 to 11 in the morning, Central Time, and 7 to 9 at night. So 4 hours of that 24-hour day, what's on your mind? That helps. AM 1100, the flag. AM 1090, the flag. Two radio stations that have defied logic in the radio business to say you can super serve one particular audience, people that don't like fake news, people that don't want to be assaulted with insanity all day and want to have a little cocoon and actually build an audience in that. And we do that with a huge signal that hits western Minnesota all the way through eastern North Dakota. And KTGO, the little engine that could up there in Tioga, same thing. Williston to Minot, humongous audience. KLTC in Dickinson, people love their hometown radio stations. So we're really, really blessed. But the power is not so much in the numbers. It is more, in my mind, in who makes up those numbers,
right.
who are behind the other side of the microphone.
The DNA of our...
It's the salt of the earth. It's God-fearing,
hearts and minds.
Freedom-loving, constitution-worshipping people. And if you don't call and share your viewpoints or take time to text, then it's hard to demonstrate that. But we get to, because you're so generous in your calls, questions, and comments.
Can I make one comment about yesterday's question that really got my heart?
Yeah, and just by the way, for really folks quick. Who don't remember, yesterday's question was, who are the poor? Who are the poor among us? And the reason I asked it as a Christmas question is to say, I don't know about you, but I get enough Christmas presents, and our kids get enough Christmas presents, and I want to give a present to somebody who's not expecting one. I want to fill my bucket by giving to somebody who leans. So my question was, who's the poor? Who's the poor?
And my mind immediately went to the homeless or, you know, people in, you know, whatever the case, but money. You know, the poor equates to no money. But so many came in with lack of God in their lives and lack of joy and hope. And that, to me, that rang more true. When you can have a lot of money and be miserable. You can have no money and be incredibly happy and love what you're doing. I think joy and a heart-filled love of God and those things, it doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're broke or you don't make as much or you're poor money-wise, you can still be very rich. And to me, that was what all the comments, and I just thank everybody, because it made my heart grow just reading a lot of those, just about love of God, love of family, faith, freedom. Those are the things that make you rich.
And you bring me right to the texture of the day yesterday, our second winner. Callers and texters are on this contest. We prefer callers because it just is a chance to hear you. But the text was great. It said, the truly poor are those that have no faith in God. For them, there is no hope. Without hope, you are not optimistic.
Right.
And all else doesn't matter, as you've already defeated yourself.
Right. No joy comes with any of that.
And those words are from a listener to this program.
Exactly. I thought, and there was so many. I was a little overwhelmed reading all of them.
Here's another one.
It's really good.
This isn't a winner. Don't think you're going to be getting a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt anytime soon. Or a MyPillow product, but this is good. I reread this one this morning, too. I think the poor are those who do not choose their financial struggle. Most of us are concerned about getting our bills paid, but I feel it is mainly because we choose to live with those financial responsibilities. We can live without most of the things we choose to burden ourselves with having to pay for. The way around this would be to save until we can pay cash to avoid interest, and as the Bible says, being a slave to the lender. And that kind of comes back to the poor in spirit thing again, but exactly right. And the first caller of the day yesterday said, boy, you know, these people that make $200,000 a year in the oil patch and then they lose their job and they make $75,000, that really hurts. And I'm thinking that's less of a financial problem and more of a planning problem. You know, I mean, not that I don't feel sorry for anybody that loses their job, but You know, and every answer is welcome here. There's no right answer. Here's today's question. How do you love your neighbor? What does love your neighbor mean? You know, Christmas time, do you get together with your neighbors? Do you, you know, you're charitable to your neighbors? You know, the good ones, the cranky ones. What does it mean to love your neighbor? That's the question of the day.
Monday night, it meant for me to go over and help them load in a new headboard and a new bed set that they got at 7:30 at night.
And I don't know if you want to tell the story in the air, but I actually think a little bit about your story about the dock.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
your wife being on a neighbor's dock and ended up with a really tough yeah. medical situation out of it. And
this last
you know,
summer, yeah.
That could have been ugly, like, you know, hey, what are you doing with that crappy dock? And now I've got a sick wife, and, you know,
yep.
and you guys handled that in a very charitable way.
Oh, yeah.
You know
that, hey, accidents happen.
That's love of neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good example.
Here's winter, love thy neighbor. My next door neighbor was not home, single woman, and driveway had gotten plowed in. I've got my snowblower out. I get the driveway open back up just in time for her to come home from work.
And, oh, yeah. That's so awesome.
Right? Didn't have to try to get over the big plow that was left. I don't know what they have a word for that, I'm sure, but I don't know what it is.
We have a great neighbor who does that, you know, and I always... I have to admit, sometimes I think, well, should I go out? Maybe Bruce will be out in a half hour. Hey, he does the sidewalk, you know. He does the sidewalk. So I told him this year, I said, the first snow, we Fargo snow comes and clears the snow because I hate clearing snow. I just hate it. And
we had a snowblower growing up, but I wasn't allowed to touch it. So we get 16 inches of snow. I shovel that. And then my dad gets up and then snow blows the whole rest of the neighborhood because that's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, honestly, if I'm out, I'll do the same thing. Like, our neighbors go to a lot of Vikings games on the other side, so I'd like to at least do the sidewalk, you know. We have somebody that does our driveway. I'm professing to be a wuss, a winter wuss. It's okay. My wife always, you know, makes a comment or two about, really, is that worth, you know. Because don't tell anybody, but this year I went from the $500 package to the $700 package because it goes from 2 inches to 1 inch. So now they come when it's
look
1 inch
at
of
you.
Snow. And it's mostly because I did the math last year.
I'm surprised you don't have an electric driveway that just melts as it falls.
My man Jason comes for $30 with his plow truck.
Oh, is that
gets
the best?
It done, yep.
But the sidewalk. So Bruce Sluddy, our neighbor, he did two sets of sidewalks on the first snow of the year. And we were having to be over their house a couple days later, and I said, gosh, was that nice of you? Thanks a ton. And, you know, he said, well, it was nice out, so don't expect it next time.
Yeah.
You're joking. You know, I'll give you one freebie, but I'm not going to be doing many more there, for crying out loud.
Check the calendar, you're up next.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so how do you love your neighbor? What does love of neighbor mean, and especially at Christmas time? Question of the day. You can text the answer at 701-367-2054. I just give you my number, and that's okay. You can text there, too. I just don't see him as often as we see the main one that comes into Todd and Kevin and Chris, super producer Chris Larson, which is 701-237-1590. Texters are eligible for the prize, which is 12 folks getting a Let's Go Brandon T-shirt from NodakTees.com and a product from MyPillow. Keep you in suspense on that. Call us at 701-258-0550 271-1100 with your answers to that question today so we can have another winner on What's on Your Mind. How do you love your neighbor? What does that look like, okay? Also, Dr. Mike LeBeau, next hour, we're going to talk about the latest on the Omicron variant of the virus. Yeah. Rich Wardner, by the way, the Senate Majority Leader, will have a press conference later today. He'll join us tomorrow, Governor Burgum tomorrow, on his visit to the southern border on the troops. And we also have one of our guests from UND later today to talk about something really interesting. They are working on reality vision systems for Army Humvees at UND. Is that cool or what? And I'm looking forward to finding out a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Especially since Joe Biden likes to give away our technology. I guess we have to develop new technology, right? So, yeah, let them have our night vision over there in Afghanistan. I mean, what's the big deal? That's no big deal. My gosh. All right.
And then, meanwhile, the Taliban's holding hands and singing.
Exactly.
And loving everybody.
Exactly.
And, oh, yeah.
But it's a friendlier Taliban this time around. It's gentler.
Oh, of course they are. And that Iran deal's blowing up, too. Good. I'm glad. More after this. Don't go away.
Hey, Scott Hinton, you're so excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, let it snow and get yourself a pickup from our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. We had the Trailblazer out on the Appert farm yesterday, and there's a reason they have all the Chevy products out there on the Appert farm. They were all in, and they loved the 2020. And there's a 2021 pre-owned GMC Sierra 1500 SLT. So this is the new one. This is the new model. It's only got 10,000 miles on it, guys. EcoTech 3. It is. 6.2 liter V8, which is one of the most sought-after engine options.
Yeah.
It's black, and it has that dark walnut slate leather interior that's sharp.
Mm.
I mean, loaded up all-wheel drive, obviously, and all the CarPlay stuff, and heated seats, lane assist, departure warnings, the tow package. And it was $59,000. It's only $58,000 right now.
Wow.
And again, a single owner vehicle. And there's
that was a $70,000 rig not even a year ago.
Yeah, and what's happening is somebody, is somebody that wanted a 2022. The 2022 came in, they got their 2021 late. So, I mean, you're saving money right there, and they could upcharge that thing something terrible. So it's a great deal. Pucklich. This one's in where? Valley City. Valley City location right on Main. And, of course, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and Valley City. Get in there. Tell them, hey, I want that deal. If it was any other color than black, I might swap out my 2020 for that one. Remember the last time I bought a truck at Pucklich, Todd? You remember what happened? I read it on the air, and I bought it later that afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Before you could get to it, for crying out loud. Schwann boys, take care of Todd. He's got some wheels right over there. There you go. 10 to 4, 10 on What's on Your Mind. And a few more texts coming in. One with an answer kind of on yesterday's question that dovetails with today's question of the day. By the way, 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. And the answer is this. Scott, what is poor? Is poor looking at your neighbor wishing you would have that Suburban? Is poor wishing you could go to Red Lobster instead of having to go home and eat? Is poor not being able to buy $100 jeans?
No.
I believe poor is expecting a lot more than you really need. I grew up poor and didn't even know I was poor until I was out of school. Money can only bring you so much happiness.
If any at all.
Family is everything. The happiest man I knew was my grandpa. He had three cast iron pans to cook with and a single level house. But it was so full of love.
Amen.
This is what I worry about with today's younger generation. Sorry to sound like the old fogey again here. But you know what? I think literally the technical definition poor income-wise says the average poor person in America has like a 60-inch TV, a smartphone, and a roof over their head. That is literally, from the government's perspective, somebody that's poor. Okay, we've lost all perspective on what is poor. I remember Maria's parents, my wife's parents, Gerald and Agnes Hamlet.
Yeah.
Who, every time early in our marriage that I was looking at a different career opportunity or whatever, I could see in their eyes the worry. You have a good job. Why are you thinking about taking a different job? Not to mention bringing our daughter and grandkids to Fargo. What are you doing? It's an hour away. But there was real worry. And my late mother-in-law, Agnes, best as we called her, just died on Thanksgiving. Rest her soul. She would make a comment every once in a while and say, I knew what it was like to be poor. I don't ever want to be poor again.
Well, I love the meme. It says, y'all are about to find out why your grandmother saved aluminum foil. Okay? You're about to find out
why.
Very good point. Very good point. Yeah, exactly right. All right.
By the way, to your new question today, a text from a friend of mine in Minnesota. He said, how do you show, love thy neighbor? He would love it if North and South Dakota would annex Minnesota. And said that would show a lot of love for your neighbor to the east.
Where would we draw the line?
Come on, Dakotas.
Who would we take?
Help us out.
Who would we take? Would you say Alex?
Oh, yeah. Well, take the whole thing.
Alex
take
West?
The whole state except the metro, pretty much.
No, I can't. I can't. You start getting...
You know, Duluth, too, you're a little, yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll take that under
District
consideration.
7 West, yeah.
We'll take that under consideration. Texas says, here is how I love thy neighbor. I make them look bad on the boat and ice by outfishing his butt. Then I offer tips and make suggestions on how he can catch more fish.
Tough love, but it's love.
Another texter says, I love our elderly neighbors, and I love them up by having my son water their plants when they leave in the summer. I clean their gutters so they can climb on the. They don't have to climb on the roof anymore.
Oh, that's awesome.
Snow removal assistance. By the way, love the show and love K-Fire. I live in the Black Hills, grew up in north central South Dakota on the farm listening. I remember the PMS in the morning show. Keep up the great work. It's still there. Phil is the P in PMS, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Texter says, how does one love one's neighbor? By treating one's neighbor as you yourself wish to be treated. Awkward phrasing, but you get it. You get it. Another texter says, I heard your pro-Chevy speech yesterday. The only way you're going to blow the doors off a Ford Raptor is with dynamite, not with a Silverado.
Wow!
fighting words right there. You bring your Raptor to my Trailblazer, and we're going to have us some fun, buddy. I'm telling you what. Game on. Game on.
Should have my brother-in-law bring up his Roush conversion.
You know, here's the thing. They all go about the same in the fog and ice y'all have in the eastern part of the state right now.
There you go, exactly. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. And Mike Lindell wanted me to tell you that today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are still days that you can order at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, and get everything by Christmas. No supply chain issues here, by golly. Best products ever. Or call 800-506-9028.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.